Blog Talk Radio.
To welcome you to Angel Healing House Radio. My name is Candy Huff, and through my business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com, I'm a writer and an author, an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book called Angels of Faith is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. Then I help them let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse of Angels. They have a funny sense of humor. They're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss and joy, balance, and peace in their lives. So, like my angelic family, the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for free angel advice. So please do call the show. On that call-in number is 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number is 646-716-6794. But before we get to those calls, once again, everyone, welcome to Angel Healing House. You know, whether you're listening in by the computer, by phone, perhaps you're listening to the almost 120 weekly shows over the last 2 years of Angel Healing House Radio, and you're listening to these shows, which have all been archived, or perhaps you've downloaded them for free from iTunes. Now, I have to start off by saying, as a healing practitioner over the last almost 11 years, I've had the great blessing to experience the transformative effects of what forgiveness and passion can have on one's life, and I've been witness to how the individualized insights and messages from the Posse of Angels have helped my clients to restore their physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being. And while I have received many testimonials, there are some clients who seem to have such a singular, special, and unique way with words when expressing their appreciation. Now, for instance, this grateful client wrote to me, "Being with Claire Candy Hoff is like being dipped in warm honey and spiritually washed clean. It's an empowering experience to find your own place and voice, and Mrs. Hoff aided me in finding the root of who I am underneath all of my mental noise. Thank you for teaching this child of the universe to shine." And that beautiful, singular testimonial comes from Sarah in Los Angeles, California. You know, listeners, if you are truly ready to make positive changes in your life so that you can feel relaxed and calm all the time and you can shine like Sarah, if you would like to be radiant and shiny like Sarah, you can book your own intuitive counseling and Reiki life-changing sessions, or you can have an angel reading with me, or I also do grief counseling. Please do call me, Claire Candy Hoff, on 831-277-3716, or you can email me at Candy, D-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, HOUSE.com. You know, your new life is waiting for you to step forward. Please make today that day when you take that all-important first step toward manifesting your new life into reality, and give me a call. I see that we have several callers holding for the free angel readings. If you're a regular listener, you do know that I like to take about 15 or 20 minutes or so to talk about our topic of the day, which is truly ready. Are you really ready for your dreams to manifest? So let's see what this topic is all about. You know, this topic sounds like a very intriguing subject because, quite frankly, who amongst us is not ready for our dreams to manifest? You know, we've waited so long. So let's take a look at what the Posse of Angels have to say. You know, many of us on this spiritual path, whether we call ourselves light workers or not, are quite conscious and aware of living an awakened life in which we know that whatever we put our focus and whatever we put our attention on, well, it must manifest for us. And while it may not manifest in the how and when of us happening, we know without a shadow of a doubt that it will happen. And most of us can look back, and in some cases, not too distant futures, to the lives we created, well, when we didn't really understand this principle of the laws of attraction or cause and effect. In some cases, because our former lives were filled with being on a constant carousel of worry, stress, anger, bitterness, sadness, regret, judgment, criticism, non-forgiveness, all of those things. Well, our former lives may have seen us, usurped and sublimated our desires and giving our power away to others. And hence, we might have drawn controlling people to our lives because we gave away so much of our power. Now, in other cases, some people experienced a constant carousel of negative, disrespectful people showing up in their lives as they were not awakened enough to make honoring choices for themselves, honoring their lives by setting up limits and boundaries as to how they wish to be treated. You know, when so many people do come to me for sessions, I see the fog around them as they are not doing a great deal to incorporate light within their lives. You know, once we get a handle on keeping our thoughts positive and optimistic, many of us went about targeting our focus on our intentions and heartfelt dreams that we wish to manifest in our lives, whether we help this along with vision boards or affirmations or visualizing of living our dreams. We hope to bring these wishes into physical reality. But, you know, the posse of angels, here they swoop in. They're chiming in here, and they're saying they wish to play, as they call themselves, devil's advocate, and ask all of us, yes, but are you really ready for your dreams to manifest? And I guess they're implying here that we are all so good at imagining the life of our dreams, but have you considered what will really happen when fantasy becomes a reality? Years ago, I had a client who was a Reiki master and a spiritual teacher. And while she was very good at her whole life, was under the long-held belief and programming of lack that she had been raised with. This saw her allowing herself to live in dishonoring conditions, work at dishonoring jobs with dishonoring bosses that simply did not respect her, and as such, with all this dishonor in her life, she had a series of physical symptoms, which included searing back pain that had seen her often laid up for weeks on end. Back pain is often an indication of lack when it comes to our belief around our security, our resources, and our financial abundance and money in our lives. When she came for a session with me, this Reiki master teacher client, the posse of angels told her very clearly that when she began to honor herself and move out of the deteriorated dwelling that she was living in, and she found employment with more honoring bosses, things would indeed start to change in her life. The posse of angels then showed me the Eiffel Tower and said that once she honored herself, these happier and respectful energies would be like a GPS system inside of her to draw her twin flame to herself. Posse of Angels was very specific and said that she was to go to the south of France, and they even told her to go to Andorra. My client's face lit up like a Christmas bulb, and she said, "I can't believe you're saying this. I've had so many signs and references to go to France this past month that it has been crazy." I went on to tell her that her angels had done everything in their power to direct her to go to France so that her new life with her new beloved could begin. My client then said, "But how am I going to make this happen? I barely have enough food to feed myself, let alone buy tickets to go overseas." The posse of angels then told her that it was not her job to figure life out. Her part was in intending a beautiful, financially secure life with a beloved partner, and to leave the rest up to God and the angels, and that money was on its way to her to make this a reality because it was heaven sent. You know, not long after she saw me, she learned that her father had crossed over and left her their family home in Germany. When she called to tell me this, I said, "Now, once you sell the home, you'll have the money you need to step forward with your new life in France." And the first thing that this client said to me was, "You know, as a child, I hated my childhood home. I was so affected by its negative energies, not only in the house, but also from the townspeople." She had told me the family's history in the town and how they were not wholly accepted by the townsfolk. And then she said, "Oh, but if I keep the house, I can live rent-free." I reminded her that her beloved was not in Germany, and the posse of angels said her new life was in France and not in Germany. But then she said, "But I can't possibly meet my beloved looking like this, for I've gained so much weight over the years." The posse of angels told her that none of this mattered, as this beautiful connection was not dependent on how much she weighed. Well, with her free will, you know what she ended up doing, listeners? She ended up keeping the family house to live, as she said, rent-free. And so began a series of horrific incidences which lasted over the past. She was shunned by the townsfolk. They caused her so much trouble. She came up with so many blocks and obstacles with the people in the town to obstruct her and from having a beautiful life there. But this negativity was not only relegated to her home, as she was not welcomed there and accepted, but she tried to establish her business as a healing practitioner, and it was met with block after block after obstacle. You know, I recently heard from this client again, and she informed me that she had gone bankrupt and was now selling the house for whatever she could get in this now depressed market, unlike the market 6 years ago when she first inherited the house and the posse of angels told her to sell it. Well, she came back for another reading, and when she asked for my advice on what she should do, the posse of angels told her exactly what they told her 6 years ago. Sell the house, go to the south of France, and you will be given the signs to the fulfillment of your dreams, to the life that your heart envisaged. The client did not realize that was on some level, although she was asking and praying and begging for God to help her realize her dreams, she was not prepared to let go of controlling the how of God fulfilling her dreams for her greatest good, and therefore she sabotaged the outcome. And while this was a case of a client pleading and begging for God to fulfill her wishes, she put her own conditions on it. I've had other clients who have realized their dreams, and they've not been prepared as to how their life is going to change. You know, several years ago I had another client who had a cathartic series of healing sessions with me, and as such, changed his energies from one of lack and low self-worth to one of deserving and feeling more wealthy within. This newfound energy within began to draw opportunities and connections that were in direct alignment with his heartfelt dreams of a more senior position in the organization that he worked for, and as such, to have a higher paying salary. Through synchronistic meetings set up by the universe, he heard of a similar job opening of this exact position with a different organization. Elated that his prayers had been answered, he began his new job, and within a short amount of time, he saw that along with his higher paying salary, there was a lot more responsibility, which did not end at his former going home time of 6 p.m. And he was surprised that his new position meant that he would even have to work at least part-time on the weekends. You know, many times we ask for things to manifest and we do not give any thought as to what these changes will mean to our lives. Many times we ask for things to manifest and we do not give any time or thought to what these changes will mean. When people ask for new jobs or they wish to have a change in career, they often don't take into consideration that when they step into their dream, it might come with a learning a whole new set of skills. And even if we do not have to go back to school for these skills, the majority of time we will start over as the new kid on the block and we'll have to get used to the way things are done, the way of new schedules, fulfilling in paperwork, getting along with new people, and getting comfortable with our new surroundings and learning the ropes. The posse of angels have often smiled at people who ask and plead and beg for things, and when they're presented with it, well, they are like deer in the headlights and are frozen, and they say, how am I going to do this? Well, I always like to remind my clients that if God brings you to it, then certainly he will bring you through it. And because all these things and everything comes from God, and we co-create with that source through our intentions and our desires, if it does show up in your life, you are more ready to tackle this new learning step on your journey of life than you can possibly ever imagine. So before we go on to speak more about whether we are really ready or not for our dreams to manifest, let's go to our callers. 646, you're up first, and then 720. But 646, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello, who am I speaking
with? Hi, Candy. It's Helena. How are you today? Great topic.
I'm very well, thank you. And do you resonate with this topic, Helena?
I do, darling, I do. And I feel like I'm ready.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like, you know what, when you said I feel like I'm ready, you know what it reminded me of? reminded me of when I had my daughter. I have a beautiful daughter, Sarah, and you know, my mother always used to tell me, "Don't have kids until you're ready. Don't have kids until you're ready." And then, you know, I wouldn't say she was a mistake, but she wasn't planned. And
right.
then when I had a child, and then I used to counsel other women or talk to other women, I said, "You know what? My mother always told me, you don't have a child until you're ready." But I say, you're never ready until you actually have that child.
Mm.
Because you don't know how your life is going to change. So
yeah.
all we can be is absolutely pure intention, go with our heart's desires, and then do your best and leave the rest. Because every dream that we've ever seen realized, I can almost guarantee you, and the posse of angels are shaking their heads yes, it will come in a very different way than we expect and with a very different set of agenda. And you know, it'll be in front of us, it'll manifest, and we will, you know, have to set the course then on what we have presented in front of us. But, you know, I guess the greatest advice from the posse of angels is expect the best without having those expectations.
That's a little, expect the best without having those expectations. Outlining it how.
Hmm? Yeah, but with outlining the how. You know, because if we do, like that client I spoke about who, you know, was so much in lack, the posse of angels gave her you know, they organized for the better good of herself and the greatest good of all concerned. Her father crossed over, left her the
mm-hmm.
house
mm-hmm.
in order to give her the money, but she controlled the how of the universe. She was so much in lack, she saw that living in the house rent-free was her perfect ticket. You know, she
right.
was in her 50s, and this way she would not have to ever pay rent again. But life doesn't work like that. We are abundant in nature, and the more we grab at things thinking, you know, for just material or financial or, you know, monetary reasons, the more that it's really not going to work out for us, for our highest good.
Mm.
Yeah. So what is your February been like and March so far for you, Helena?
Interesting. Yeah, just interesting. I mean, maybe a lot more learning about myself. Some things seem a lot closer to fruition. I don't know. I feel a little more positive about things, and things are a little bit more clear. And I guess I come to you with the question. My biggest thing is about relationship, but I don't even want to ask that right now. I want to ask about career. And I feel I'm on the verge of doing something good, and right now it's in a situation that makes no money, but I want it to be able to make money. That's acting, but even more than that, it's interviewing with TV and radio work on and doing it for good purpose. Well, good purposes, things that are healing to Mother Earth and things that better people's lives. And also another question, I've been, you know, financially it's been interesting, too. And my old car, Wolfie, is just about done. He's an 87 VW. And I just want to know if you get anything, the angels can tell me anything about the possibility of my getting, if it's a good idea to take this other car, my mechanics car, which I kind of like. It's a 94. But it's kind of a cute car, and it's well kept.
Right. I get a good feeling around that. That's why this has come across your radar screen. You know, it's like you have either consciously or unconsciously been asking and praying the angels, you know, for a new car, and then suddenly
mm-hmm.
this turns up. And I mean, if it's a mechanic's car, wouldn't you surmise that it was well looked after?
No, absolutely. When he was fixing my car, I said, "Why don't you just sell me your car?" Because I had a sense that this car was for me. And
yeah,
unfortunately, I had to go through money and lots. Well, a lot to me to fix my car, and it's still like I
like boy.
I before getting this car. So, but now we're
yeah. the other car feels to me like oy vey. You know, like
Wolfie's had it.
Yeah, Wolfie's had it. You know, and bless the old car for actually, it's interesting that you name your car because I have a little gray V-Dub. She's a 2003, and her name is Lilu. And Lilu's a good girl, and she's a little truckster, and she just goes like the clappers.
Yeah.
And I just, you know, I don't know whether it's my energy or whatever, but she certainly doesn't seem like an old girl. And I know too, a new car is coming to me, but, you know, I say to the universe, you know, bless Lilu and all that she does for
mm-hmm.
me. And until that time, just keep her safe and keep her chugging along.
Yeah. Yeah. No, Wolfie's a VW, and that car's gotten more prayers than anybody, I swear. Over the past several years. Oh, that car's been prayed for so much by many.
But definitely, God and the angels did have a hand in bringing you this car because they want us to be safe. They want us to be protected, and you know, and so, like I said, who better than to purchase a mechanic's car? So they definitely tick that box, and they say yes, that was given to you. That was gracefully given to you. Now the other question was about when you mentioned about taking this. Is it an interviewing position? Is it a...
No, I want to basically do interviews, TV and radio, and right now I'm doing it, but, you know, it's in places that don't pay any money, and I'd like to live it and make money of things I absolutely love doing.
Okay, you will be doing that. Just they keep saying, Helena, and follow your heart. Follow
mm-hmm.
your heart and let go of the rest. If there's one thing that I know about disability, and believe me, I had to learn this along with everybody else, if there's one thing that we all have to or would be most beneficial for us to understand about this new age that we're living in, is that there's only what we desire, there's only what makes us happy, and the more we keep stepping into our hearts, into
mm-hmm.
our heart's desires, then we're going to create magic. You know, somebody would say, well, my heart is really telling me to go in this direction and do these interviews. They're not paying any money. But the universe doesn't work on money. The universe will work on connection and connecting us with the people and the opportunities mm-hmm. that we need to then keep stepping forward to be of best service to humanity. And you
mm-hmm.
are very bright and intuitive, Helena. You know that doing these interviews on TV and radio, that's where you are of best service to humanity. And so they're saying we're kind of in a little bit of a gray area in March. They've been telling me, beware the Ides of March, which is March 15th. And they don't actually mean beware. They mean take note of, because from the 15th onwards, and
mm-hmm.
they're like pushing their arm more towards like March 20th, March 21st. After about the third week in March, going into April, there will be things mushrooming for us. So if you can just hang on to your little angel's wings a little bit more, you will see very tangible results. But all they're saying is keep following your intuition. And if it feels good for you, don't try to figure out the money. Don't try to figure out anything else. All you need to do is be that child of God in wonderment
mm-hmm.
and enchantment, and then the magic will show up for you. Let's go to the cards.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited for you because that's the area that I mean radio now, but, you know, they
mm-hmm.
keep showing me signs of TV this, TV
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And I say, okay, you know, when there's that door that opens, I will
mm-hmm.
step forward. Okay. You couldn't have started off with a more radiant card. This is the sun. Oh, my God.
That's my favorite card. Gosh, I'm not surprised.
And in my deck is this very handsome, looks like a Norse god or a Celtic god, and the sun is behind him. It's a bright golden part. He's on a golden horse, and horses are about our personal power. He's wearing red, which is the dynamism in you, and it's a one card, and it's saying, yes, this is what you're going to be doing, and you're going to be supported, and it just feels delicious. Next card is wonderful. The next card is the Three of Pentacles. The Three of Pentacles is, of course, the card that we are recognized, we are remunerated financially and abundantly and materially for what we're going to be doing. And it's another golden card. And it's this woman is sitting out in a field. There are poppies all around her. Poppies are a sign of wealth and riches. And there's a spider web above her head. And that tells me that the dreams that you're dreaming are coming true. And just hold on to them and be steadfast. And another money card comes in. And look, there he is. There is your beloved. It's the Knight of Pentacles. There he is. There's no question about it. There's no question about it. You'll just follow your heart, and your heart will take you to where your beloved is.
I've met him.
That's it.
I know him.
Okay. Okay. I hope all of that has been helpful for you, Helena. I know you're a long-time listener. I thank you so much for your support. You're such a joy every time I speak to you. And over the last 2 years, we have been through a great deal. I know your story. You know part of my story. So you know what the Posse of Angels are asking you to do, Helena? They're asking you to take time out before your dream really does manifest, and take time out to nurture and pamper you and pat yourself on the back for the extraordinary transmutation and transformation that you have done in the last few years, in the last 10 years or whatever, to get to this stage, because they are so proud of you. And you go out there and be proud of yourself.
Thank you so much. That touches my heart so. Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, you're such a dear. Keep me posted at Candy at Angel Healing House how the journey unfolds for you.
I will. Bless you, Candy. And I think our paths will cross someday in the physical.
Oh, I would absolutely adore that. You take care of yourself.
Thanks, darling. You too.
Bye.
Bye, honey.
Let's go to our next caller. 857, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. How are you? Who am I speaking with?
I'm well. My name is Melissa.
Hi, Melissa. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Massachusetts.
Okay. So how has your life been, Melissa?
My life has been on a emotional and professional roller coaster that I'm trying to just figure it all out.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. One thing the Posse of Angels want to tell you is that you're not alone. We are part of a collective consciousness, and as we have each play a part in helping the world ascend and bring up and raise the consciousness on the planet, what we must do is sweep our own doorstep. And they're showing me, you know, everybody out there sweeping their own doorstep. And what they mean by that is February was a month of releasing, in which many of us took a look at our sludge. You know, those things, unresolved emotional issues that were blocking us and stopping us from living the most high-dimensional, high-frequency lives of love and life that we possibly could. So if you would pick one area, I know you said emotional and professional, that you were really having difficulty with in February and into March, what would that be?
My profession, professional area, and money, and how I'm making my money, not generating it, but how am I making it?
Okay, all right. Now, the first thing when I'm shuffling the cards is the Posse of Angels are asking you, do you absolutely adore what you do. When you go to bed at night, do you wiggle with excitement that you're going to get up and you're going to do what you're going to do the next day?
No, and that's the problem because the problem is that I've been contracting for the last year, and
mm-hmm.
I've been contracting in hopes of landing a full-time role so that I could moonlight and develop my own business on the side. Well, the problem is the main role isn't, they don't convert. They're not going full-time. So
mm-hmm.
I started this other assignment. I thought it was going to be a sure bet, and they decided to let me go. Well, here
mm-hmm.
I am where I'm like, okay, God, you know, I know what I want to do, so I'm walking towards that. But then there's still the everyday bills and that need to be paid, and that's kind of where I'm afraid. You know what I mean? Like, I'm feeling feelings of fear. I'm not necessarily afraid, but I'm trying to do something different. I'm like, okay, I've been taking a backdoor route to my happiness. I can't do this anymore. I'm moving forward.
Okay. What one thing that you can do is understand if something doesn't work out in your life, it wasn't meant to be. There's only truly, and because we are analytical as human beings, and we are programmed to think with our limited linear minds, we can't see life from a higher perspective. As well, I can because of my angelic connection, but a lot of times we say that should have worked out, and if that had only worked out, then things would have been better. But if things don't work out, it's for our highest good. So the first thing that the positive angels want you to do is they want you to thank things for not working out and say, I know God and I know you angels. You always have my back. So thank you for those things not working out, because if they didn't work out, then you will be pointing me in the direction of those things that will work out. And immediately what you do is you increase the abundance of the energy inside of you. You change it. You change it from lack of having missed out on something, from being abundant because you're abundantly taken care of, and abundance is your nature. Another thing that they want you to know, Melissa, is that many of us have, because we prayed for things so much this past year, and and we had increased our vibrations and being more consciously awake, we drew things to ourselves that didn't quite work out. It was almost like it was a dress rehearsal for what was going to come to us. So they're saying you have to do your best and you have to leave the rest. You have to, and it would be really beneficial for you to say, your mantra is, my life always works out for me. It always works out for me. It's only what I desire. And for you to align your intentions and act as if you are already living it. Because that's the vibration. If you act in joy and happiness and bliss as if you're already living it, then the universe has to increase that with a direct alignment and the fulfillment of your dreams. Most people trip, like my client, because she wanted to dictate to the universe the how and the when of things happening. And it doesn't matter how many vision boards or affirmations or anything that we do, if our alignment is not grateful and appreciative for exactly what we have, if it's not abundantly feeling, then abundance will not come on the outside. You know, for instance, Even if we don't have that energy of money, it doesn't mean that magic can't happen for you. Am I saying that? Hello?
I'm still here.
I said
weeks ago, I've been working so hard. I would love to go on holiday. I said, but, you know, I said, I love going on holiday. And then the day after, my husband, who works in the film industry, he got a call to work on a commercial. We live in Los Angeles in Santa Barbara. And So he needs to be up there for a week. And the commercial, this company puts them up at this five-star resort. And he gives me a call. He says, I had a thought. He said, if you have a couple of spare days, he said, why don't you come and use the resort facilities and stay here for 2 or 3 days. And that's where I'm doing my radio show from now.
Nice.
I mean, these things happen to me all the time because I come to life as a child. I know I'm abundant, and I don't say I need to have X, Y, and Z in order for the universe to create miracles and magic in my life. So let's look at the cards and see what are some of the messages that are coming out, especially on that professional level for you. Now, I'm not saying, you know, for anybody that's not happy with their job is to give up their day job straight away. But if we don't make movement and we're not excited about following our heart's desires, just like the previous caller, Helena, she was very excited about doing the interviewing work. And but she says it's not, you know, bringing her back the financial remuneration. And I said, don't you stop doing it because of that, because doing that will bring a connection to yourself. So let's go to the cards, Melissa. Okay, first of all, the star card comes up. I love that. The last part, Helena got the sun, and you get the star. And what this is telling me is that with the great shift that we've all been through, is that we need to be the sun and we need to be the star in our own lives. The posse of angels are saying, do not compromise. Do not settle your heart's longing, your heart's desires, because it's that vibration in your heart of excitability, like you're an excited child and you wiggle with excitement about doing that which you love, which is going to bring magic into your life. You need to allow yourself to be the star in your own life, and you haven't done that yet. You're getting your identity out of, start turning the mirror back on yourself, and start getting excited about your life. The next card that comes in, as a result of this, the Seven of Cups comes up. And the Seven of Cups is about opening up. It's like they're showing me opening up Pandora's box, and all of these choices will come out for you. And they're there. They want you to know that they're there for you already on the etheric plane, but the more you raise your vibrations, the more you'll be able to see them in your reality. And the next card that comes out for you is the universe card, the world. And the world card is about completion, and it's about beginning. It's the circle. It's the world. It's about everything that you've ever wanted or desired will be offered to you. They're also saying just the same thing to Helena and all listeners. Towards the end of March, because we're in a little bit of a lull at the moment, for us to really assess what are we committed to in our lives? Do we really want our dreams to manifest? And the more we can solidify that, then towards the end of March and April, we will be able to see a very physical, tangible result of that. So I hope that the messages have been helpful for you, Melissa.
They've been very helpful. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Okay, take care of yourself. God bless you. Bye-bye.
You too. Thank you.
Let's go to our next caller. 901, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello? 01, are you there? Try again. 901, you're on the line with Angel Healing House. Can you hear me? Okay, maybe that person is just listening. Let's go to 727. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello?
Hi, good afternoon. This is Carol, and I'm calling from Spring Hill, Florida.
Florida.
Your show has just beautiful messages for everyone that's listening, because everything is resonating.
Isn't that lovely? I hear from so many people that say, it's like you're in my living room and you're talking to me. You know, how is this? You know why that is, Carolyn? It's because I know that we're all one. And if I'm going through it, that means the collective consciousness is going through it. I mean, there are some, you know, and I'm not, and I don't put people down. I really don't. But there are some gurus or, you know, spiritual teachers or whatever think they're beyond it. But I am one with all.
We're
and
one.
If I'm going through these challenges, then everybody else is going through them as well. So I mean, I put my hand up.
Well, because, you know, even as a collective consciousness, we all feel the same things, just like you're saying.
Mm.
You know, we're all so intertwined.
Yeah, we are all so
thank you for that.
Yeah, so how was your February? How has your February been?
Oh, it's been really nice. You know, things are moving along. Yeah, life is good. I'm happy. I know there's nice new possibilities coming into fruition, you know, so I'm just keeping the faith.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? And, you know, sometimes when you know, because a lot of people, there are a lot of endings for a lot of people now, endings of really long-standing relationships, endings of jobs, you know, they've heard the alarm bells for a long time, and, you know, they've been basically kicked out of their jobs and, you know, it's just a lot of things are crumbling down in order for the phoenix to rise out of those ashes. And if we can just, like Carolyn, keep the faith and,
yes,
and hold on.
That's exactly it.
Hold on to what we know to be true. A, that we are more protected and guided than we possibly can imagine, that we are abundant. Everything is meant to happen. If it happens, it's for our highest good. And the last thing is everything that is happening happens in God's timing, not in our timing. So the more we can adhere to that, the more we become like children of God and we hold on to our faith. So is there a question that you have for the positive angels?
Yes. Yes, I would love to ask the angels. I am in the process of selling a home. I am looking into three areas. I'm looking into North Carolina, possibly outside of Dallas, Texas, or Austin, or Albuquerque, New Mexico. And I get feelings and signs for each of them, and I'm just wondering where I can serve, you know, God better. It's a stronger place for me.
You said Albuquerque, Austin, and?
Outside of Dallas area, like Louisville, Texas, or somewhere in North Carolina. I'm not really sure.
Okay, so North Carolina.
Yeah, I don't know if it's towards the coast or towards I-95.
Okay, so when I say North Carolina to you, how does that make you feel?
I can garden there. Mainly them, and I have family and friends that live in New Jersey, so I thought that would be convenient to drive to them, like if I wanted to see them at different times of the year.
Right.
You know, that's that draw. But New Mexico and Texas feel magical.
So what was that last part, sorry?
Like New Mexico and Texas. I've been there before. I've been to all these places, but they the West and the Southwest feels magical.
It is, yeah. It's got the energies there are wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
It's cute. The Posse of Angels is showing me a pendulum, and they're saying that the pendulum is going round and round and round, and they're saying are no wrong choices. There's only what Carolyn's heart desires. And they want you to leave it up to God. If your heart doesn't push you or make you long for one of these places over another place, then you ask God to show you an indelible sign which is best for you to follow.
Okay.
Because they're just showing, they're saying you don't have all the puzzle pieces to make this decision now. I mean, I brought up North Carolina, first of all, because it felt safe. It felt secure. It felt it felt more comfortable. Albuquerque and Louisville, at Louisville, Texas. Well, certainly with Albuquerque, there's magic. There's magic there, and there's new opportunities for you. I think you might be settling if you, it's not settling, but, you know, there's nothing wrong with any of these choices. They're all light, and they're right. They're nice. But the North Carolina does feel like it's the safe choice.
Right, yeah.
And they want you to know, Carolyn, you're not a safe girl anymore.
No, I have so, I've had, I feel like this is like a first time since I've been in my 20s that I've really blossomed and a lot of changes in letting go. And just really, you do understand what it means to let go and allow God to hold
yeah,
you in
yeah.
his hands.
And you have a lot of elemental energies around you, a lot of fairy energies around you. If I do a leaning or so, I would say Albuquerque. It just feels, and I'm just getting shocked now. So and that's my confirmation. So it feels like pixie and fairy energy and magic and yeah. There's many vortexes down there and for you to go. And I would go so far as to say you've even had past lives in that region.
When I've been there, and I also went to Sedona to celebrate my 40th birthday. That was a little while ago. But as I was driving into, like, Sedona and New Mexico, I had tears in my eyes, and I felt like I was home for the first time in, like, lifetimes.
Yeah, yeah.
So it resonated.
That's what it feels like. So, yeah, okay. I would go with Albuquerque. It feels like you will be going on an adventure. You'll be going home, feel home in your heart, and you'll be coming home to yourself. It just feels yummy. So let's go to the cards and have a quick look at this. Oh my gosh, the first card is the Chariot card, and it's a seven. Seven is also the number that the positive angels are telling me it's going with the divine. It's doing God's work. It's connecting from that divine center inside of you. It's all about movement in your house, movement in your business, movement in your life. I would go with Albuquerque. it feels really good.
Yeah, okay, because I had a dream the other night that I used to volunteer in New Jersey for the Park Service, and I saw myself, because I had been to the Painted Desert, and I saw myself volunteering in the Painted Desert National Park. So,
the next card is the Judgment card, which it certainly is not about judgment. It's about the two card, which is partnering, which I don't know if you're attached or whatever, but it certainly feels like a new partnering in business, partnering in love. But the Judgment card is also a card of a new phase in your life, a new rebirth. So this is definitely saying, yes, you will be moving there. And the Justice card comes out next, which is the signing contract. This could be contract for a home. This could be contract for a business. But this is truth for you. This is about the truth card and where the truth of where your heart really lies. So,
thank you.
I hope that's been helpful.
It is. And I also have, just if I may ask the angels, I have been a foster for a beagle rescue here in for the Tampa, Florida area, and I have two senior beagles right now. Do the angels see them having, like, a really nice home, you know, when I move suggestion?
All you need to do is not worry about it, but say, thank you for this wonderful new home that they will be going to.
Okay.
And just in faith, because you're such a faithful child, leave it up to the angels, and you will be shown where they need to go. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for this loving, safe home for them.
Great. That's a beautiful thing to just think
all
about.
Right.
And thank you so much. Beautiful
you're
show.
Welcome, Melissa. Okay.
And you are an angel.
And, Thank you so much. Take care. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye. Let's go to our last caller, 720. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hi, Candy. This is Ivatar. How are you?
Hello. I am well. Hello, lovely Ivatar. I'm well. How is your March going for you?
Oh, boy. It's so magical and so mystical and so nurturing.
Nurturing. That's the word for March. You are so, you could have your own radio program. That's the place we're in at the moment. Pamper ourselves. Nourish ourselves. I went for an aromatherapy massage last week. I don't think I've had a massage in the last 5 years. It transported me because what we're doing now, even if going for taking a book and a picnic lunch and going down by the beach, being in nature, whatever way you can do to pamper yourself is you're opening up to receive. And what's coming in the end of March and into April is going to show us the physical manifestation of our dreams. And if we're not open up to receive, they'll just pass us by.
Wow.
Really,
really
important.
I'm really enjoying the show today. I always enjoy it, but the topic is a wonderful topic, but also your storytelling is so nurturing.
Thank you. I love that. You make my heart sing, Ivatar, because I do what I do because I'm a child of God. But to hear that, lovely comments coming back to me, it does my heart well. I've only got about 3 minutes, Dal, so I'll just pull some cards for you. And do you know what the first card came up for my beautiful Ivatar was? The Nine of Cups. It's the wish card. And every time a wish card comes up for a client, I say, make a wish and say it out loud so we can all hear it. What is your wish?
You want me to say it on the air?
Yes.
Oh, boy. I wish that all my desires for my manifestations that I have manifest as soon as possible.
Oh. In divine timing. Well, then what will help you is if you say, thank you for all of my dreams coming true. Then you close your eyes and you visualize them as if they already happened, and then you feel as if they already happened.
Yeah.
The next card is the Eight of Pentacles. This is you being remarkable and being financially remunerated for your gifts and talents. And the next card is the luscious, luxurious, lavish lifestyle, which is the Empress. So the posse of angels, with about a minute and a half to go, Ivatar, are saying to you, all will be revealed. Just keep pampering and nurturing yourself, sweetheart.
Okay, I will, Candy. Thank you.
All right. I love you so much. Take care of yourself.
Love you too, sweetheart.
Bye-bye. And that just about ends up our show today. Thank you so much for all those lovely, lovely callers. Thank you so much to my listeners. Please don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you would like to receive my uplifting and enlightening Angel Healing House newsletter, you can email me and send me a request to candy@angelhealinghouse.com. And everyone, until next time, please allow your radiant light to shine forth and to go out and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love and angel blessings until next week, and I so look forward to speaking with you again. Take care, everyone. Lots of love. Bye.